Jairus Byrd, is there any problem with his foot? Any update on him?
He came out with it a little bit. He played the whole game, and it came out a little bit more swollen today than maybe all of us had hoped, but I think he'll be fine for this weekend.
Anybody else, Jim? It looked like it came out clean.
No, it looks like we came out pretty good in the ball game. Nothing major for sure. I mean, some little minor things may keep guys out of some work during the course of the week, but I think we'll have everybody for Sunday.
The x-ray was good then, Andres?
Yeah.
How about Ruvell? He had one, too.
He had one, too, and came out negative, so that was a positive.
Chan, we went all last night with all the news conferences and everything, and nobody asked a question about Leotis McKelvin, which I guess means that you had so many other things that were more significant. But can you elaborate on your decision defensively and then also the fact that he still made an impact in the game?
Well, the same thing happened last year, if you remember. We started playing Aaron a lot more, and Leotis went played special teams and did an outstanding job, and that's the way he is. He's a true professional, and we felt like it was with the matchup that we had with this ball game, we were going to give Justin a chance to go out there and play, and he was playing so well, we just left it the way it was. He was doing a good job. He didn't do it all right, but he did a good job for his first time out there, and then Leotis has a big impact on our football team and on special teams. He played, 24, 25 snaps on special teams, did a great job.
Is that a permanent switch then? Justin will stay in that?
He'll stay there right now, and then they'll both keep practicing there, and we'll see how it goes in the future.
But how big was that? I'm sorry, just one more on McKelvin. How big was that play?
You can never understate how big a punt return or a kicking game play is in a ball game. And I would venture to say, if you look at the first couple of games overall in the season, kicking game has had as big an impact on wins and losses as maybe anything has. And that's the way it normally is until they settle in. That's what happens in games.
Coach, would you agree with Leotis, if something goes wrong in a game for him, does he have trouble forgetting it when he's in on defense?
You know, I don't know that. I mean, you'd have to ask him. I don't get that feeling, but you'd have to ask him about that. That's something that each individual deals with and handles in their own way, and I have a hard time judging that. All we can judge is how they play.
What do you make of your defensive line and finally playing up to its potential and the way it set the tone for the entire team?
Well, I feel like that it's I said it again yesterday, and I'll say it again today. It all works together. We had tighter coverage, which allowed the defensive line to get some pressure on the passer and to create some sacks and some turnovers. And it all works together. You cannot be bad in one area or average in one area and expect to be a good defense. It has to all work together. But they are playing the run extremely well right now. And we got some pressure on the passer, but we got to continue that. That's not a given every week. You got to go make it happen.
They were admittedly a little bent out of shape for their own performance after what happened the week before. What's it say about how they responded?
Well, I would expect them to respond, but I thought our entire team responded that way. It wasn't just that group. Everybody had something negative about the first game. We all did. So we all wanted to come out and do something to rectify that.
Marcel, coach, did he come out? It was his shoulder, I think, that was getting looked at. How is he doing?
I think he's okay. He left last night, I think he'll be okay. He understands exactly what he needs to do in the next couple of days so he can get back here and be ready to go when he gets back, whenever that is.
So he went last night, and do you expect to have him back Wednesday? You're not sure when he'll be back?
I don't know yet.
Is it fun for you to watch the film of Kyle when he gets that motor going and plays the way he did yesterday?
Yeah, it's always been great to watch him play. He is he's 100 miles an hour every time the ball snapped. He's hard to handle one-on-one for anybody, whether it's run or pass. So, yeah, it's fun to watch those guys.
So the kind of guy that, you know, a lot of talk about Williams and Anderson and this and that, but you get Kyle Williams back this year. I mean, it's probably maybe as important a piece that you're adding as anything else.
Sure it is. And, you know, when you start writing it down on paper, he's the guy that you have penciled in there to be an impact player. And when you started adding these other pieces and you got Kyle back, that's a huge impact on your defense.
Coach, you have a quarterback who wants to block for the running backs. He wants to put his head down and take on tacklers. Yeah. He wants to try to make plays any way he can. Do you get on him for that when he does that?
Get on him? I probably don't get on him. I don't encourage it for sure. I don't encourage it, but that's who he is, and I just ask him to be smart. He's a Harvard grad. Hopefully he's smart.
Coach, with respect to your offensive line as a group, I mean, there's been, since you've been here, it just seems like there's been some development in stages. Last year they became a much better screen team. Inside zone run play became bread and butter for you guys. Now it seems like they've expanded that this year to cover even more of the gamut. I mean, are they really kind of come of age here as a group together, you think?
Well, I give a lot of credit to those guys, but to Joe DeLisandris as well. I mean, he does a great job of making sure those guys are on the same page, and they're working together as a unit, communicating extremely well right now. And they are giving us two excellent performances, really, in the last two weeks. So we've got to continue to use them and what their abilities allow us to do.
Jay, you may have touched on this.
Do you think that Scott Chandler can fill that David Nelson role?
I don't think there's a role to fill. Who's going to get the catches? Probably going to be spread around. Is Scott going to get some more? Probably so. But I don't know that you say, okay, who's going to take his spot? It's not taking a spot. It's we're going to try to have the same production in the pass game, and he's going to have more of a impact in the pass game because of it.
Jen, you've been asked this before, but I'm interested in your answer today after looking at the film of yesterday. What's the biggest difference in CJ? It started last year when Fred got hurt, but assessing him, what's the biggest difference in the way he approaches the run?
Patience is a word I would use. He's not just seeing the first cut and saying, I'm going to take that 100 miles an hour. He tries to read everything and see what's in front of him. And then when he makes a good decision, he's exploding through the crease. And the thing to me is he's running with confidence, which means he runs stronger. He runs through arm tackles. I see that a lot more than I did early in his career.
He's done it on not a ton of touches through the first 2 weeks. I mean, he's averaging 10 yards a carry. But if there's a game where you need him to handle the ball 20 or 30 times, I know last year there were times where you weren't maybe 100% confident and didn't want to put him in that spot. Can he do that now?
Can he? Yes, he can. Will we ask him to? Probably not. I'd like to not just go out there and run him 25 times a game. But if that's what it takes to win the game, that's what we'll do. But you'd rather not. And when you get Fred back, and Choice did a great job. He really did do a good job yesterday. But when you get Fred back, you feel a lot more confident about splitting those carries and keeping both of them fresh.
Any update on Fred?
No, same.
The defense in general, it seemed like you were able to do a lot more than you did in the first week in terms of creative with the pressure. You sent Shepard in on a blitz a couple times. You only rushed three. You dropped Anderson back into coverage. You gave him a lot more looks than it seemed like you did in the first week. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and that was the plan going in, to balance the pressures and the eight drops and try to keep them off balance a little bit more. Yeah, that was Dave's plan, I believe.
Some of your colleagues around the league have expressed certain concerns without criticizing the replacement officials. They've expressed certain concerns about what's going on. I know you were asked about this back in training camp. What are your thoughts about, two games into the season and after four preseason games as to what's going on?
I think coaches in general and players in general complain about officials. I don't care who they are. That's just our nature. We want everything to go not only perfect, but our way. And they don't. If you're looking for a perfect scenario, you're never going to find it because the human element is involved.
Chan, the creativity with your defense yesterday, was that a game plan for the Chiefs, or was that based, how much was that based on watching what you did against the Jets and not liking it?
No, that was Chief stuff. We wanted to do some things against them that we felt like would be good in that ball game. It may change this week.